This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. I am thoroughly delighted to be with you. I love to spend this time with you Monday through Friday as we discuss issues of importance to your life and to your faith. We are here for you, indeed. And so it is that we ask you to give us a call about what's going on in your world. It's one of the ways in which we set the topic for the day. I always have a few words to share with you at the beginning of the program, though, so put your thinking caps on. Put your thinking caps on and see what the Lord would have you share with us today, right? We certainly do want to be His instruments right here as we spend this time together. Let me give you a toll-free number that you can use right here in the North America continent. And that number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Just pick up the phone. We are here for you. Ryan Penny is manning the phones today, and he's very happy to take your call. Be sure to give him, you know, a big old howdy hey out there so that he can give you one back, and he'll get you right up here. Additionally, you are able to send your questions, comments, insights, inspirations, or words of encouragement to us via EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. So get out there to cyberspace and use that way to reach us today. Did you know that you can text us? Oh, you certainly can. And you can text EWTN to 55000. That's text EWTN to 55000. So we invite you to check us out right here, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Oh, you know, and I wanted to share with you too, I really do like to receive your emails. You can email Women of Grace at Women of Grace, all one word, plural in the women, Women of Grace at EWTN.com. If you do send in a prayer request that way, I certainly do ask that you note that in the subject line. It just makes it easier for us to make sure that we can get to you faster because we want to do those prayer requests as close to real time as we possibly can. But, you know, we'll pray for you on the air too. And that is real time. So you can call us again at 833-288-EWTN. So much going on today. Today is the feast day of a great saint of the church, St. John Vianney. As you know, he is the patron of priests, marvelous man of God, who suffered much in his life in various ways. He was estranged from his father over a series of events that took place, and he was an individual who, you know, dedicated himself to God at a young age. Dad was not pleased about this and wanted him to remain on the farm, but he followed the path of God, and he followed the path of God in good times and in bad. And, you know, that reminds me of that beautiful passage that we read in 2 Timothy chapter 4, where St. Paul is reminding us of our call. Well, he's reminding Timothy directly, but, you know, because his word is part of the canon of sacred scripture, those words, though directed to Timothy at a certain point in time, are applicable to us at this moment in the history of man. And he tells him to preach the word, to preach it, whether it's convenient or inconvenient, and to fulfill his call as an evangelist. And so we are called to preach the word, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. And we're to do so with a spirit of hope. We're to do so with an attitude of faith, which means a certainty in God's abiding presence with us. We're to do it with a zeal, with a real thirst for the well-being of those to whom we are sent. And God is sending you today. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but He is sending you today. And how do you know who He's sending you to? Well, I'm going to give you a really easy way to figure that one out. He's sending you to every single person who crosses your path. Every single person with whom you come in contact today has been ordained by God to be an individual who in some way hears the word of God through you. Now, this hearing can be through the audible sense, right? You can speak a word to them, no matter how big or how small. Or you can also be heard by them through your actions and your deeds, which sometimes resounds louder. We do have a tendency, however, and I just want to point this out, we do have a tendency to sometimes, you know, just fall to the easier path, which is, well, I'm just going to be kind to somebody today and they'll see Jesus through me. And that's true. But that doesn't mean that you ought not to preach the word when the opportunity arises. And you can do this in very direct ways or, you know, in ways that just come naturally to you. I'm very fond of saying whenever I hear good news, and I heard some good news this morning about a few things that needed to be ironed out, you know, as this move is happening and this closing on a home and all of these things that are attentive in my life right now. But I did hear some good news this morning in relation to all of that. And, you know, what came right out of my mouth as I was hearing this good news was, oh, praise be to God. I am so grateful. Thank you. You know, and so it occurs to me that in those little ways, the way we greet someone, the way we include, you know, the name of God, the name of our Lord Jesus in our normal, interaction with others can carry a big wallop. Maybe it makes them think about it. You know, maybe it makes them, you know, maybe nobody else will present the name of Jesus or use God in a sentence except you. And that can set off a chain reaction in the heart of an individual that we can't even begin to imagine. So, you know, I really do want to encourage you, no matter what kind of situation or circumstance you're in now, you know, God asking you to be his instrument in the world, to speak a word to someone. So, you know, I'm really hoping that you'll take that to heart and to do so, you know, with an attitude of trust and with an attitude of faith, with an attitude of hope. Remember what hope is. You know, it's in things not yet seen. We have hope in things not yet seen. Once they're seen, we don't have to hope for them anymore. They exist. I know in my book, Experience Grace and Abundance, 10 Strategies for Your Spiritual Life, which you can purchase, by the way, through EWTN's religious catalog. That was a shameless plug, but I'll take it. EWTN's religious catalog carries that book. That's EWTNRC.com. Experience Grace and Abundance, 10 Strategies for Your Spiritual Life, where I'm talking about hope in God, one of the strategies for our spiritual life. You know, I use the illustration of an individual who is an insurance agent, right, and approaches the father-in-law to sell insurance. Well, you know, they're almost guaranteed that sale, right, by virtue of the relationship, right? So the fact of the matter is, you know, how necessary is hope? Well, I guess you need some hope because somebody could say no, but it's a decreased percentage, right? We need hope when things are not at all certain. You know, in the insurance industry, when you're doing a cold call or something like that, you know, that's when you really need hope. So we hope in God when we're not seeing what it is that we're longing for. That's when hope really matters. And so when we preach the word of God, we might not be seeing the outcome of that in the moment, but we're preaching it with the hope that what we say will take root in the heart of another. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Looking forward to hearing from you. Going to a break. Going to be right back. Inviting you to stay tuned. Coming right back at you.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, everyone. So good to be with you today. Give us a call, and that toll-free number for you right here in North America is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We are here for you. Ryan Penny is eager to hear from you, and he is no more eager than I am to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. You can also use EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page to put your questions or comments there. We'll go out and get them. We sure will. Rich Jesse producing for us today. Jeff Burson not with us today. And we are looking forward to what you leave for us out there in social media land. Rich will be right out there to get it and get it up on the board for us here. We were talking about hope. What are you hopeful for? I'd like to know, what are you hopeful for? What is not yet seen, but you're hopeful is going to come? I would love to know. 833-288-3986. We have Rebecca with us. She is calling us from St. Clairsville. Light of Life Radio is the way she's with us. She's a first-time caller. And Rebecca, there's my first-time caller bell welcoming you to the program. It's good to have you with us. So what's going on in Rebecca's life?
I have relapsed, and I have relapsed, and I pray to God that I get my family back.
Okay, baby. So I'm going to ask you to turn down your radio, all right? Because there's feedback, and you're going to hear the delay, and it's going to be a little distracting. So if you would turn that down for me, that'll be good. And now I want to ask you, so tell me about this relapse. What's going on with that? And what did you have a relapse from? What type of recovery were you in?
I was clean for 6 years off the hard drugs.
Okay.
And I there's a few deaths that I dealt with in this year, and the last death I just couldn't deal with. So instead of turning to God, I turned to the drugs that I was on before. I'd rather not say what they were.
That's okay. You
don't
have
okay.
to. Sure.
But I have a very good support team, mm-hmm. and I praise God and hope that I can get back my family and get my sobriety back.
Okay, Rebecca. Well, honey, I just want to encourage you in that direction, but I want to say I'm grateful. I am so grateful for the determination that I hear in your heart. I hear it in your voice. It's coming from your heart, and the desire that you have to get out of this cycle. And so it sounds as though the Lord has set you up, as you say, with a very good support team. And I know that you're probably working the 12 steps, right?
Yes.
Okay. And there's a really good resource that I want to share with you about. It doesn't replace the 12 steps. It incorporates the 12 steps. But you would still want to stay very rooted in where you are. But because you are Catholic and you love the Lord and you want to do His will, and His will for you is your ultimate happiness. That's all He wills for you. He wills you to have a future full of hope. And you're hopeful for this. And this particular outreach will help you to see how the sacraments of the church can really impact your life in a positive way. And it's called Catholic in Recovery. Catholic in Recovery. And you can go online and you can find out about it. Scott Wieman is the founder of this. And it's not available in every locale right now. But I do know that they have that they do conduct meetings online. So stay with your support group where you are. God's surrounded you with a wonderful group of people. But in terms of your spiritual well-being, in light of this desire of yours, I think this might be a very good resource for you. And would it be all right with you if I prayed with you right now for this beautiful intention of your heart and soul?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Father God, we do come before you in this moment, and we lift up your daughter, Rebecca, to you. And Father God, you see the purity of intention of her heart, the purity of intention of her soul. You see her desire for sobriety, Lord. You see her desire to have her family back once again. You see how desperately she wants to live a life that is rooted in wellness, in wholeness, rooted ultimately, Lord God, in you and in your will. And so, Father, I would ask in this moment that you would strengthen this desire of her heart and that you would imbue it with grace, with the divine life itself, to help her to find other coping mechanisms when things become difficult. It's so easy for us, Father God, to fall back into the same ruts and the same means we have of medicating ourselves in very difficult moments. But you tell us that ultimately there is nothing that replaces the reality that you are with us. And so help us to turn to you in the direst moments of our lives, in the most difficult moments of our lives. And I want to pray protection for Rebecca, Lord. I'm just asking right now, Mary, our Blessed Mother, I just ask that you take your mantle of protection and you put it all around your daughter, Rebecca, in this moment. And I want you to protect her from any wiles or tactics of the evil one. I ask that any familiar spirits, especially familiar spirits that come from drug use and from living a life that is outside of God's will and God's providence for us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to have those presences be silent, to be mute, that they cannot incite into her mind any kind of negativity, or any kind of temptation to fall back into the trap that she has found herself in. Father God, I also ask that she be protected from any spirits of shame. You know, Rebecca, sometimes when we disappoint ourselves, you know, we have a hard time getting out of that hole that we create for ourselves. And then sometimes what happens is because we feel so shameful, we want to get rid of that feeling of shame, and we find ourselves using unhealthy means to do so. And so I'm just asking our Blessed Lady now, through the power of her spouse, the Holy Spirit, to protect you from any kind of demon of shame that would seek to lay you low. I ask, Mother, that just as you held baby Jesus in your arms and you nurtured him to the fullness of life, that you would hold your daughter Rebecca now in your arms, very close to your most immaculate heart, and that you would nurture her back to life. All of those portions of her being that have been laid, that have been arrested, that have been laid low, that have become infirm, even portions of her heart and soul that have become dead as a result of her malady, as a result of drug use. I'm praying now that you would beseech your spouse, the Holy Spirit, to blow new life into all of those areas, to blow wellness into all of those areas, to breathe on her in all of those ways in which she has experienced the scourge of past actions. And I ask, too, that you would, again, strengthen her resolve and lead her to know the happiness and the joy that you desire she have. And Father God, if it be your will that her family becomes intact again, I pray that this would be so, and that what she is leaving behind would be left behind, never to be revisited again. And that is the hope that we have for Rebecca. And so it is, Father, that we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. Rebecca?
Yes.
Okay. In those moments of great temptation, I want to encourage you to turn to our Blessed Lady under her title of Our Lady Undoer of Knots, KNOTS, because this is a knot in your life. But our Blessed Lady wants to come along with her beautiful, nimble fingers, and she wants to untie that knot. And she just needs your cooperation to do it. It's not magic. It takes a cooperation and an effort on our part. God gives us the grace, but we've got to cooperate with the grace. Ask Our Lady to help you cooperate with the grace as she, as your spiritual mother, seeks to work with you in untying this knot in your life, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you for your call today. I'm going to tuck you into my rosary, and I'm going to hold you very, very tightly in my prayers, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So you hear the plaintive cry of Rebecca, my friends, right? And so I want to ask that we all would remember her today. And I'm very aware of the fact that so many of you are struggling with a similar difficulty, whether it be in your own life personally, or whether it be through a family member or a close friend. This is one of the ways the evil one wants to hold us in his grip. And we've got to beg God. We've got to beg God for the mercy and for the grace that is necessary to break that hold. So if you would pray for Rebecca, I know God will hear your prayers, and he will make haste to help her, and he will make haste to help your loved one or yourself, because God cannot be outdone in generosity. Let's go to Linda. She is in Effort, Pennsylvania. What an interesting place. Amazon Fire TV is the way she's with us today. Hey, Linda, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine. Now, you've got to tell... Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm so glad to hear your voice. You are our sunshine. I think that should be your theme song. I tell you, your voice is amazing.
Well, I have absolutely no control over that. It's the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I don't think I sound so cheerful. But I want to know, having been born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where is Effort, PA?
Well, Effort is in the Poconos.
Okay. All righty.
And I'm about... 20 minutes from East Stroudsburg.
Oh, okay. All right. So there, you know, that when I hear these odd names in Pennsylvania, I figure that they were probably settled by the Pennsylvania Dutch. You know, we've got a very strong history there. So we hear Humble PA, yeah. Effort PA, you know, all kinds of unique names there. So, blessings to you. I'm sure it's much cooler there than it is here in Florida right now.
It's lovely.
Well, I am glad for you. So tell us a little bit, what are you calling about today?
Well, I don't know what rock I've been under, but for the last, since the COVID thing, I've just been kind of out of sorts. And I lost track of someone that I always listen to on YouTube. And how I came to listen to him was last year, when I was about to do my first unit in chaplaincy, I called a friend of mine and I said, I'm supposed to do 2 homilies a week. I don't know how to do a homily. What is a homily? So he says, oh, it's like 12, 15 minutes. I was like, you know I can't say anything in 12, 15 minutes. He was like, well, if that's what they want, you're going to have to. He said, listen, go on YouTube, type in the word homilies, and you will find dozens of priests who actually they're expert at doing homilies. So I type in the word homily, singular, and up comes Father John Hollowell.
Okay.
And I started listening to him since last year, and just for some reason last night he was on my mind, and I hadn't gotten any kind of notifications from YouTube about him, and I found out last night that he's been ill, and then my heart is so heavy because he carried me through that whole first unit, and I'm telling you, miraculous support I felt from listening to him, and I could put, you know, my homilies together. And I just, my heart was so heavy when I saw him. He had a helmet on, and then in one video, you could see the scar. I couldn't stop crying because I feel that this man really made an impression on me. And I just wanted to ask if you would kindly pray. I know you, I don't know if you know about him, but he's amazing. And if I lived in his area, I'd be at his parish because he's wonderful. And I'm praying that he comes through this.
Sure. Well, I'm happy to pray for him and for all of those that are suffering today. And so, Father God, we do just come before you in this moment, and we lift up Father John Hollowell. We lift him up, Lord. You know precisely what is the nature of his illness. You know precisely, Lord, how that illness can be cured. We're just asking that through the wonders of miracle science, if this be the instrument that you want to use to bring about his healing, that the best course of action would be taken, not only the best course course of action, but I'm asking for the course of action that you would choose and fill with your divine life, that it might be absolutely efficacious to the max for him. We also pray, Father God, that if you would like to grant him an instantaneous healing, well, we would take that too. We would take that right away, Lord, and we would praise you and thank you for your marvelous deeds. And we ask, Father God, that you would encourage him during this time, that he would not feel abandoned nor forsaken by you, but rather that he would feel attended to you, attended by you. And we would ask that this attendance by you would come through the beautiful ministry of our Blessed Lady, our spiritual mother, who wants to mother us all back to the fullness of life, no matter how that life has been taken from us or is threatened by some outside source, whether that life be our physical life, or whether it be our emotional life or our spiritual life. We know that when we are laid low, the evil one likes to pounce on us, and he likes to jump up on us, and he likes to use every reversal in our lives to his best advantage. So I'm asking spiritual protection for this holy priest, and I'm asking you, Father, again, to bring him to the fullness of life. We pray for all of those that are suffering in any way today, Lord God. We know that what you want for us is our welfare, not our woe. We also know that at some point in time, each and every one of us will return to you, and you use the instrument that the evil one wants for our destruction. You use illness, you use disease, you use difficult circumstances, you use psychological issues, you use all of these things to be the means by which you work the greatest good that could ever be worked, and that's life on high in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So what seems to us to be the worst thing possible is often the best thing possible, because it brings us to the fullness of union with you. And so we ask, Father God, that the best course of action be done for this holy priest and all of those who are suffering today. And I'm going to ask you to stay with us, if you would, please, Linda. I want to ask you a question when we come back. We're inviting you to call us, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Join us here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love to have that holy conversation with you. I'm Johnette Williams. We're going to a break. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, friends. It is superb being with you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. Phone lines are lighting up. Oh my gracious, when they light up, you put such a smile on my face. We have Linda with us in Effort, Pennsylvania. We just completed a prayer prior to the break for a priest who has been very meaningful to her in the last couple of years, and she's discovered that he's not feeling well. He's not doing well. We don't know exactly what the cause of his distress is, but we prayed for him, and we prayed for all of those who are struggling today with their health, knowing that God works all things to the good. But Linda, I want to ask you, so you talked about ministry and you talked about homilies. Now, you're not preaching at Mass, right?
No, I'm actually a wannabe Catholic. I was born into the Baptist Church, so Protestant, and so my seminary experience took me into chaplaincy.
I see.
Because I'm not working in a church, so I felt, maybe I'd like to try chaplaincy. And so, that's how all of this came about. And actually, after I started listening to Father Hollowell, I started listening to every daily Mass, every day. I love it. And I don't know, but if there's some kind of way I can skip over to the other side, I might want to.
Well,
but it's just, it's meaningful.
I'm so happy about that. Well, let me just say this to you before I let you go. Number one, you know, you can be a chaplain. You know, I think you can be a chaplain as a Catholic as well. And, you know, I just want to say this, and you know this, the Holy Spirit is always active. And I know that this prompting in your heart is from the Holy Spirit. And how he works that out, you know, depends upon his movement, but also your cooperation with that. And I think that you would skip right over. And skipping to me was always a pleasant thing as a child. And, you know, it's an expression of glee. And it would be a beautiful, beautiful thing for you to receive the fullness of truth and to be able to receive our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity. It would be an incredible moment in your life. So if you don't mind, I just want to pray a little prayer for your continued openness to this possibility, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Father God, what joy your daughter Linda brings to me today, first in giving me the opportunity to pray for Father John Hollowell, but now in sharing this news that your Holy Spirit has been prompting her in her heart and that this desire is growing within her. And we know, it says in sacred scripture, that you give us the desires of our heart. What does that mean? It means that you plant your desires for us into our heart, and that if we receive them, you fulfill them. And so I'm asking now that you would just to continue to work in Linda's heart, that any kind of you know, reluctance that she might have, any misconceptions that she might have about the faith would be remedied, that she might hold on to the truth of what the church founded by your son teaches. I pray, Father God, that you would continue to guide her to those who can speak words to her, that with all of her training, she will understand it in even greater depth. And Father, we thank you for her joy. We thank you, Lord God, for the gleefulness that comes through her, even in her expressions, whether she is aware of it or not. And so, Father, I just ask now that these blessings would rain down on her. And Mary, our mother, you know, I entrust your daughter Linda to your most immaculate heart, and I ask you there to in some way help her to see you as you are, and to nurture her along as you are wont to do in the lives of all of us. And I lift this prayer to you, up to you, Father God, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. Oh, Linda, you've made me so happy. I'm going to keep praying for you and for Father John, and I'm going to continue to hope that all goes well, and that you know, this all rectifies itself for him, but that you continue to proceed in the direction that God seems to be calling you. And I would also really like it if you would, you know, just keep in touch with us from time to time and let us know what's going on with you.
Okay, I will do that, and I'll be praying for your move tomorrow.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that abundantly. Thank you, thank you. Bye-bye now. What a delightful call that is. You know, how good God is that he helps for us, you know, to move along in these beautiful, beautiful ways. So I want to encourage you, you know, to continue to pray for all of the intentions that you hear on our program today, for all of the ways in which the Lord is working in your life and in the lives of others. You know, we form this beautiful, mystical body of Christ. Great things happen. Let's go to Mike. He is in North Wales, Pennsylvania. Oh, we've got Pennsylvania showing up today. EWTN app is the way that he's with us. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Johnette. What a pleasure it is to talk to you again.
Well, thank you.
I haven't talked to you for a few months. Oh, you're welcome. I'd like to have a prayer intention for a former student of mine, who actually a few students who have cancer. Both of them have the same name, Maria. If you could pray for them.
Sure.
I'd love to have total healing for the both of them. And the other thing I would like to pray for, it would be my wife who's ill and my son who's ill.
Oh, so, sure.
We have some sort of turmoil in the house right now that I need to take care of. So
okay, I understand.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, and just let me ask you, the girl has brain tumor. What about what's going on in your house with your children's health?
Well, I have a child who's been placed into a resident treatment facility because he has suicidal tendencies. It's also manifested homicidal tendencies.
Oh, goodness, Mike. Oh, and I'm going to pray for you because...
My wife, it's pretty serious. As far as my wife goes, she has all sorts of health issues.
So, keep
us in your prayers. That would be phenomenal.
Well, you're in my rosary for sure, but
you hang up and listen,
and I'm going to pray for you. Okay, thank you very much.
thank you, Janet, and congratulations on your marriage. I know it's been probably a year or so, but we're real happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been 2 years,
and I'm real happy for you, Janet, too.
Okay, good talking with you, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Father God, we do come before you, and we lift up your son, Mike, and we lift up his wife. Father God, we ask for total healing to take place within his family. In a very special way, we lift up his son, who is struggling. I think, and I'm asking, Father, that whatever is causing this psychological trauma would be identified, and that there would be healing and there would be wellness. And whatever tendency there is towards self-destruction, Father God, we know this doesn't come of you. This is the enemy. The enemy is hopping all over this kind of a thing. And these are his hoof prints. We see it clearly. He hates life and he wants to take life. And so he'll lead us in self-destructive ways, whether it be in ways that can become suicidal, or whether it's in ways that trap us in drugs or in alcohol. Father God, he wants to destroy us. There's no question about that. But you are the God of life. And into the midst of all of these circumstances, into the midst of all of these situations, you bring life. And your life comes to us, Lord God. Your life comes to us. And it starts with this great, great hope that lights up within us, Lord. A hope that is based on things not yet seen, but knowing that you are all powerful. And not only do we want resolution, but you want it even more than we want it. We know that nothing is impossible with you, Lord, that nothing is impossible with you. And so we pray for the well-being of Mike's child. We pray for the well-being of Mike's family. We pray for the returning of complete and total health for Mike's wife. We ask this with confidence. We ask this with assurance that no matter what it is that we want, you want it more. And that not only can you do it, but you will do it, that you desire to do it. Not only are you able to do it, Lord, but you want to affect this beautiful, beautiful healing in our lives. We pray for this young girl that Mike called in about who has a brain tumor. Father God, we just come against this brain tumor. We just ask, Lord God, that you would arrest it, Lord God, that it would not continue to grow. Father God, we ask that this child be returned to the fullness of health. We ask, Father God, that if medical science is the means, that you use medical science. But we always pray for an instantaneous healing. We pray for it. We pray for that healing, Father God. And we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with a maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen and hallelujah. The passage that comes into my mind here is resist the devil and he will flee. And so I want us to use the weapon. You know, in these situations that seem impossible, in these situations that seem so difficult, you know, the weapon at hand is the rosary. Cling to that rosary. Hold on to that rosary. And I want to share with you about this. I just want to tell you that if your rosary is blessed, it's a sacramental. And yes, we pray those holy beads, but just hold on to the rosary. You know, there's a blessing. The power isn't in the beads themselves or in the metal that comprises them. No, the power is in the blessing. It's in the blessing that's on them. And even holding them is efficacious. I know I shared with you a time ago, and we're going to get to our other callers, so please bear with me. But this is important. We need to have hope today. We need hope. This is the virtue of the moment. We need hope, right? And so I want to share this story. I was at a hospital, St. Vincent Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama, and a gentleman came up to me and he recognized me from television and he introduced himself to me and he said he was there with his wife who was receiving a treatment for cancer. And I said, he was there. She was receiving a treatment. And I said, is it for cancer? And he said, well, actually, he said, it's for something else. He said, but she had cancer. She had terrible cancer. They told her that she would not survive. They told her that the cancer was so bad. This was basically it. And he said, we were not Catholic, but our home butted up to a Catholic church. There was just a fence that separated us. And he said, and I found myself attracted to the church. And he went, he said, and so I would go over to the church and I would just sit there. And he said, and I would notice that when I went into that church, I was immediately filled with peace and with calm. And he said, and one time the pastor, having seen me there a number of times, approached me. And I shared with him that I lived next door, that, you know, I wasn't Catholic, but that my wife was going through this. And the priest asked if he could come and visit. And I said, certainly. And he went and visited, and he brought my wife a rosary. And he said, this is a rosary, and I want to give it to you. And he said, my wife said to him, I don't know how to pray the rosary. And the priest said, that doesn't matter. I just want you to have this rosary in your hand. I just want you to hold on to this rosary. And he said, my wife held on to that rosary. And she kept that rosary in her hand. And he said, and my wife received a healing, a major healing. She went back in for a scan, and there was no cancer anywhere else, anywhere in her body. No cancer whatsoever. And he said, and I know it was because of these rosaries, the rosary that she received. So he went and he spoke with the priest, and they both came into the church, and she remains well. Now, she was in there for something else that she needed a treatment for, but not related to the cancer. It had to do with the effects of some of the chemo, as I recall, that she had received. So I want to tell you, there is power. There is power in the sacramentals of the church, and we need to engage them, all of them. The rosary, crucifix in our home, blessed salt, holy water, go through your house. Bless your home with holy water and with blessed salt, right? Go through it, clean it out that way, right? Resist the devil and he will flee. We don't use these as charms. These are not talismans. It's the blessing. It's not the salt itself. It's not the water itself. It's what they're imbued with. They become imbued with the power of God. And we use them with faith and with hope and with confidence in God. Just like that woman who didn't know how to pray the rosary, held that rosary and healing came, right? So use the means that are necessary. You want to protect yourself against COVID-19, do everything that the CDC says you should do. Wash your hands a lot. You know, wear a face mask when you go out, right? Employ social distancing. Do everything that they're telling you to do. Don't do it in fear. Do it in hope. But how else can you protect yourself? Clean out your home. You think germs can stand up under the blessing of God? Clean it out. You have a sick person in that home, clean out that home. And gentlemen, you have the authority as the head of the household. You are the spiritual head of your home. Walk into that power and walk into that authority and do what God wants you to do to be the spiritual leader of that home. Wives, if your husband isn't doing that, you can do it. Or if you are a single woman and you live alone, you can do it because you have authority in your home. And so I just really want to encourage you. You know, sometimes we look at the world situation, we look at what's going on in our lives, and we say, oh, woe is me, what am I going to do, what am I going to do? Well, my goodness sakes, God has given us he wants us to share in his omnipotence. He wants us to share in his almighty power. And we do it in these means. We do it in the means in which the church offers us. So I just want to encourage you in that way. Don't be a victim. Be a more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. That's what St. Paul says. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Be a more than conqueror. You know, we should have that on a t-shirt. I am a more than conqueror. Be an MC, more than conqueror, right? You know, and take it seriously. Take it seriously. All right, I'm off of my bandwagon. Let's go to Yvette. And she is in Lakefield, Massachusetts, listening via Station of the Cross. First time caller. Ding-a-ling-a-ling for you, Yvette. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Jeanette. This is Yvette. I live in Wakefield with a W.
Oh, Wakefield. Okay. Thank you.
That's okay. But it's so nice to be on this radio show, and I'm very nervous because I've never called before. And I heard you talk about hopeful, being hopeful, and I had a situation yesterday. My car broke down, and I was a town away from where I live, And I was there for quite a while. It was very hot. And my husband was with me, and he has Parkinson's disease.
Oh.
And it got to a point that I had to use a restroom.
Oh, dear.
And I didn't know what to do. I couldn't leave him, really. But I saw a couple. I was in a residential neighborhood, and I saw a couple in their driveway. I paced around my car, and I didn't know if I had the courage. I prayed. And I actually eventually walked over when I couldn't hold it any longer. And I asked them, I had my mask on, and I asked them if I could ask them a question. And they said, yes, but stop right there. And I said, okay. I said, I have a tall order to ask you. I explained my situation, and I told them, I asked them if I could use their restroom. And I said, I know it's a tall order, and they looked discouraged, so I started to turn away. I said, I know it's a tall order. So I said, it's okay if you can't let me in and you don't know me. So I started to walk away, and they called me, and they looked at each other, and their gesture, like they communicated like through their eyes and their expression to each other and nodded. And then one of them said, yes, come. Come in, you can use our bathroom. and she guided me to the door, and she went around the other way to lock it, and then she handed me a wipe that anything that I touched. and then when I came out, they apologized for their behavior because of COVID. And I said, I totally understand. And I was just so grateful. They were so kind. And they gave me a soda, a can of cold soda to take with me. And they said if there was anything else I needed, just to come back.
Oh.
And so I went back to my car. And I got my car towed and everything worked out. But it gave me like a renewed hope for prayer. I pray every day, but it just gave me a real specialness that there are people that care.
True.
And also today I woke up feeling like really refreshed and praying. My son and my daughter, young adults in their 30s, they are both suffering a lot. And my daughter has MS, and she had to leave her job about a year and a half ago. And a year ago, my son is suffering from a lot of anxiety, and he quit his job. Oh. And they're both married, and my son has a child, and there's been a lot of strain and sadness and toughness going on. And so I just want to lift them up in prayer, and if you would pray for them.
I'd be happy to, Yvette. Well, Father God, we thank you for Yvette's call today because it does breathe hope into all of us, and it shows that you cannot be outdone in your generosity towards us. And when your generosity is given to us through these beautiful conduits of grace, as this couple was yesterday for Yvette, it really, really encourages us that even though this day and time is so difficult, that you are at work in the hearts of your people. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I thank you for the way in which Yvette was touched by this and the way in which you revealed your face to her through this encounter yesterday. And now we do lift up her son and her daughter, her children here who are struggling so, married couple, young, Lord, with a child, and you've entrusted them with major portions of your cross, big, big pieces of your cross, Lord. So I ask you to give them the stamina that they need to be able to move forward during this time. Reveal to them your face that they might see that you are with them in this, Lord. And I ask that there would be rays of sunshine that would pierce through what seems to them to be very dark times, that would pierce through just as Yvette experienced yesterday, that encourages them to continue to move forward, to carry this cross during the time that it's entrusted to them, and that at its moment of relief, Lord, to thank and praise you for the marvelous deeds that took place in the midst of it. And Father, I want to pray for this couple yesterday that showed such great generosity towards Yvette. We ask you to bless them abundantly, Lord. I ask, Lord God, that they received that grace into their hearts hearts, even as Yvette received the grace in a very practical way. Father, I ask that this couple be blessed, and I ask that you would continue to encourage them in their path, and may we all be blessed by their witness and example, and may we all go out of our way to help others who need our help and our assistance. We offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. Yvette, we've got to run. Thank you so much for sharing.
Amen.
What a beautiful way to end the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Mary out there in South Bend, Indiana, asking you to give us a call back. We want to hear what you have to say about Father John Hollowell. And the phone lines are still lighting up, and we thank you. Stay tuned for Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. This is Johnette Williams wishing you a beautiful day, the abundant graces of God to imbue it, and may you walk in his ways all your days. We're going to be back with you. Bye-bye.